This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Ever heard of positive effect therapy? Sounds a bit like, you know, a self-help buzzword, right?
It is, yeah, but it's backed by some serious science.
Seriously? So it's not just fluffy feel-good stuff?
Nope. It's all about rewiring your brain to focus on the good stuff.
Wow. Intriguing. Let's dive in. So what's the core idea behind PAT?
Well, it tackles depression and anxiety by boosting your reward system, not just squashing negative feelings.
So instead of fighting the bad, you're building the good.
Exactly. Traditional CBT, you know, focuses on negative thoughts, but PAT focuses on amplifying positive emotions.
Makes sense. Our brains are wired to notice the negative more, aren't they? How does this actually work in therapy?
It's a 15-week program broken into three modules. First, you boost reward anticipation.
Like planning fun activities?
Yeah, and then vividly reliving those positive experiences.
So it's like mental reinforcement.
Exactly. Then you learn to focus on the positive aspects of everyday life, right?
How does PAT stack up against CBT?
Studies show PAKE is better at boosting positive emotions and preventing relapse.
Wow, that's a big deal. CBT helps, but people often relapse, right?
Right. PT seems to address the root cause better. It also showed a significant reduction in suicidal ideation.
That's incredibly important. What's the science behind PT success?
It's all about changing how your brain processes rewards. It increases activity in areas linked to pleasure.
So it's literally rewiring your brain for happiness.
Essentially, yes. It also helps you learn to associate actions with positive outcomes.
Creating a positive feedback loop. I see. Is there anything that can hinder the effectiveness of PAT?
Contrast avoidance, the fear that happiness will be followed by sadness.
Makes sense. It's like we're afraid to fully embrace joy.
Exactly. New apps are helping people overcome this.
So what are the main takeaways from all this?
PAT focuses on building positive emotions, not just fighting negative ones. It's shown to be more effective than CBT in some ways.
And it addresses the root cause of depression and anxiety in some cases.
Precisely. It's a promising new approach.
So PAT sounds like a really interesting and potentially powerful tool.
It's definitely worth exploring, especially for those who haven't found success with traditional methods.
That was a great discussion. Thanks for sharing your insights.